This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's apparently Magic Mushroom Appreciation Day. And one of the things that I think should be appreciated about magic mushrooms is that they are able to help people with some serious mental issues. Things like PTSD, for instance. I remember there was a study we talked about years ago that showed that magic mushrooms in a relatively small clinical trial, they cured PTSD.
Well,
that it wasn't just some sort of temporary treatment, it was something that was a permanent cure. And this is in people that, if I recall correctly, they had tried all kinds of, like, kind of the standard medicine treatment approaches to PTSD, and those weren't working for them, so...
Yeah, I've heard... Well, my doctor was just telling me that in a lot of cases, to get into a medical trial for psychedelics, you have to have tried...
Everything else.
Yeah. My doctor is a huge advocate for psychedelics for mental health.
Yeah, it's starting... That information is starting to come out. I mean... when you brought up the fact that it is apparently Magic Mushroom Appreciation Day, Bonnie, I pulled up some stories in the news, and just within the last week, there's something from The Guardian. Ecstasy, LSD, and magic mushrooms, are these drugs the future of therapy? So we can talk further about that. But what you brought up in the last hour was that Detroit voters come November are going to have the chance to vote on a decriminalization provision that would make the enforcement of the laws that prohibit, because like in most states, it's criminal to have any amount of any kind of psychedelics, what's considered psychedelic substance.
In all 49 states except Oregon.
Except Oregon, where they actually put in decriminalization last year. So that's also another interesting story. But it's still a criminal act. And so what they're saying is, okay, well, in at least within the city limits of Detroit, if you get caught with... I think magic mushrooms were... I don't even know if you went through the list of what this would include.
No, it just said, like, natural plant...
And fungi.
And theogens and fungi.
Yeah, so that would include mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms. That would include, like, cacti, like psilocybin. Or, sorry, not psilocybin. That was the word I'm looking for.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't remember right now.
Yeah, it skipped my mind. It's right there on
yeah,
the tip
of my tongue.
Yeah,
me too. You're almost having it.
Anyway, the buttons that you eat. I've never actually tried this stuff before, that mescaline comes from.
Yeah.
Peyote.
I knew it was a P.
Peyote. So that would be included. And there's another one that's pretty big that I'm...
Ayahuasca?
Well, yeah, ayahuasca would be included in that too. Yeah, so DMT in that way. So very, very interesting that this is happening. And apparently, the story that I have about the Entheofest, which is taking place, apparently it happened yesterday in...
Ann Arbor?
In Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor already decriminalized magic mushrooms. According to the story, in October of 2020, they were the fourth city in the United States to decriminalize psychedelic... I guess they just specifically did psychedelic mushrooms there in Ann Arbor. So that is pretty interesting. The prosecutor there in Wausau County, Eli Savitt, previously said he does not, quote, plan to prosecute the use or possession of entheogenic plants in any other part of the county as well.
Wow, nice.
So, that's pretty cool.
Didn't everybody in Ann Arbor die since that?
No. In fact, magic mushrooms are actually one of the safest drugs out there. If you pull up the chart, there's an interesting chart that it's probably like a decade old now, but it was Professor David Nutt, if I recall correctly. It's a funny last name. But Professor Nutt with two T's in the UK, he was a drug czar, basically. He was like the government's main drug you know, anti-drug guy or whatever, and he came out against the war on drugs, and he came out with this list of it kind of calculated the damage to the individual and the damage to, quote, society from each drug, and magic mushrooms, if I recall correctly, were at the bottom of the list.
Hmm.
So, meaning there was the least damage to the individual and the least damage to society for the use of magic mushrooms. So, it's actually relatively safe. Now, look, I'm not saying go out there and, you know, trip hard and possibly put yourself in danger, because these are very, very serious drugs. And
respect them.
Yeah, they need to be respected. Otherwise, you will have a very bad time. So, I mean, I'm not advocating crazy recreational use. I'm advocating taking your time and learning about these things, doing research, going to Arowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, researching any kind of chemical or plant that you plan to put in your body, and get some idea of what you're in for. Get in touch with people who've had experience with it before. Have a trip sitter for your first time, things like that. So being very, very cautious and making sure you have a good, safe set and setting in which to do these things. These are not things that should be taken lightly in any way, shape, or form. But they are very powerful, not just as far as the trip that you might be on, but also the effects that that can have on a person who's, as we were saying, had things like PTSD or other, you know, traumatic events in their life. These have shown some very, very interesting results. We can talk more about that coming up. But was there more regarding what's going on there in Detroit that you wanted to share?
Yes, it says the ballot would allow personal possession and cultivation of sacred plant medicines, including psilocybin, iboga, with an I, iboga.
Okay, yeah, that's also something that there are, like, ayahuasca-like journeys that shamans will take you on, as I understand it, like, down in Mexico for iboga. I don't know exactly how it's pronounced, and I don't know a lot about it.
Me either. Don't know anything about it. It says, including psilocybin, iboga, and ayahuasca, Backes says. He tells Truffle Report that this ballot initiative would also allow small businesses to conduct community-based ceremonies in the city.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I know that, like, in Nevada, well, I don't know if it's legal or not, but at, like, powwows, the Native Americans there do, like, family trips in there.
Wow.
You know, sacred settings. Like,
I don't think I want a trip with my mom.
I definitely don't want a trip with my parents. I don't know, maybe. I don't know why I say that. It might be fun if they ever became that open-minded.
Well,
I mean,
that would be an indicator that their minds were open for
sure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It says, Becky shares that the nonprofit is working with political consultants, the nonprofit being decriminalized nature. The nonprofit is working with political consultants who, prior to collaborating with DN Detroit and DN National, were utilizing ballot language that went against the ethos and principles of DN in ensuring equitable access, including a limited participant task force and the continued criminalization of peyote cultivation. So I guess they're changing their minds.
So they updated the language to be more inclusive as a result.
Yes.
Okay, good. It sounds like a good group, Decriminalized Nature. I love the way they're positioning it, too. It's like,
These
are plants, okay? They're not, you know, it's not like a pile of cocaine that's putting money into some kind of criminal cartel's pockets. And there's no one getting their heads cut off and put on pikes over, you know, some local guy growing magic mushrooms in his basement.
And it's decriminalized, like, you took this nature and criminalized it. We want to undo that. Yeah.
Because that's the sane approach, is to stop putting peaceful people behind bars for altering their state of consciousness in a way that maybe society isn't used to. Maybe there's not a lot of public, you know, magic mushroom propaganda out there. I mean, there's certainly plenty of pro-alcohol stuff, right? Like, there's plenty of commercials, there's plenty of sponsorships, there's plenty of pushers out there, lots of bars and lots of people using it. It's probably used by 90% of the American population. So everybody's fine with alcohol. We understand that it's dangerous.
It's really dangerous, and it alters your state of mind a lot. Yeah.
And it is actually deadly. It can kill you.
You can overdose.
And that happens a lot for people. If you don't die, you can get pretty sick. And, I mean, who hasn't had that experience with alcohol? One of the most deadly, horrible experiences you can have. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Magic Mushroom Appreciation Day. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here in the studio with you. It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. While you're there, if you want, you can get some of their investor tokens, the Intercoin investor token, for yourself. Head over to Intercoin.org. Bonnie, you've been telling us about some exciting potential news. I guess the news is that they're going to get this thing on the ballot.
Yeah, they're going to at least get to vote in Detroit to decriminalize entheogenic plants and fungi.
Right, so not just mushrooms, but other things. Iboga, I believe, was one of them. Ayahuasca, and I'm sure peyote is probably going to be in there. If it's a plant or if it's a fungi and it can get you high, then it's going to be decriminalized. I'm going to presume this is going to pass. I think that it's time for this. We saw earlier that the nearby city Ann Arbor in 2020 passed a decriminalization provision. We saw that Oregon statewide passed a statewide decrim provision for all drugs. That includes heroin for personal amounts. So you can't, you still can't be a dealer of heroin, but you can have it personally to use. And then I think it was Denver, Colorado that was the first to do magic mushroom decriminalization. I believe Santa Cruz, and now apparently
wasn't it Oakland?
Yeah, Oakland also. Yeah, Santa Cruz and Oakland, I think, were not voted as far as the people were concerned, but it was city councils who voted for that.
Oh, yeah, that's what this goes into next.
Okay.
It says, unlike most local decriminalized nature initiatives that were approved via city council resolutions, Detroit activists are opting for a ballot measure and letting the voters have a say, which I like because I want to know what amount of the population thinks.
Yeah.
I'm just interested. It says, Buck Key, which is a guy that works for Decriminalized Nature, shares that there's so much political turmoil in the city council and the council members are afraid to engage in discussions on the issue. Political capital.
Well, interestingly, at least, and it may be a difference between being in a place like Michigan versus California, but out in California, the city councils, I believe, were unanimous. So there wasn't even a dissenting vote. And that's because I believe it was probably Decriminalized Nature or some other group like them brought in, they brought in people who were like military veterans. And like it or not, if somebody's a military veteran, politicians have to kind of like give them special deference, because they have to pander to how much they love the military or whatever. And so when a military veteran goes in there and says, yeah, magic mushrooms helped me with my PTSD or, whatever other issues that it helped them with. Beat my alcoholism, beat my drug addiction. Because that's another thing that mushrooms have been used for, is to help treat people with drug addictions and cigarette smoking and alcohol addictions. And so if you get somebody up there and testify in front of a group of politicians, it's hard for them to come out and say, I think that military man should be shut, he should be suffering. They can't do it. So they all voted for it.
Nice. It says, that said, the ballot language continues to align with DN's mission to make personal possession of natural entheogens and fungi the lowest law enforcement priority. To take this further, Becky shares that the ballot measure also includes objectives similar to what Oakland has been attempting in the hope of expanding their psychedelic decriminalization.
Mm.
Similar to Oakland's community healing initiative, the ballot includes a provision for local community-based ceremonies and social sharing or a gift model. There's a provision of gift model in which people give away whatever they produce and allow traditional practitioners doing it ceremonies and being able to sustain themselves, Becky says. This language he shared is framed around the FIFO business model, which stands for first in, first out. He adds, here in Detroit, we are on the lookout for any type of licensing structures which will create a barrier of entry to people, whether you'd have to pay to participate or pay to be considered for this. We want to make sure that there are no artificial barriers put up that will limit people.
Good for them. And I totally agree, and that's why I have supported the decriminalization path instead of legalization here in New Hampshire, And I'm glad that we actually haven't seen, even though a lot of people said, oh, New Hampshire, you guys are behind the ball when compared to Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, all of which have had some sort of legalization provisions put into place. And the thing is, Massachusetts, Maine, these are just like what you were just talking about, where there's restrictions. You cannot, for instance, open up a medical, or not medical, but a legalized facility for distribution of cannabis if you're a felon. Now, if you've already been busted at some point for selling cannabis, you're excluded, even though you're the perfect person. If you've been a cannabis dealer in the black market, you should be somebody who is now able to go legal. But no, if you've got a felony on your record, you're excluded from potentially being able to open up a facility. So that's just one example. And, of course, it costs a lot of money to jump through whatever licensing hoops and have all the official government-approved equipment from whatever government-approved vendors and dealers. And there's just – it's a whole control grid, a whole control structure that needs to not be there at all. If you want to actually have freedom, then decriminalization is the right way to go, to end criminalization of the possession of these things and to end the criminalization of the distribution, which is what they're talking about with – the giveaway model. And it's kind of like it's a way around, oh, we're not selling it, we're giving it away, but there's some other way to reward them. Now, usually the laws have...
Like you can donate, oh, yeah. You gave me this and I'm just going to donate to you for your service or something.
Usually there's like carve-outs in the law, or that there's provisions in the law that make that kind of stuff illegal, to say like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, this is a free bag of weed or, you know, free magic mushroom, but, oh, here's a, you know, an ice cube that you can pay $30 for or something like that, right? Like, the lawmakers have figured that out, that people are going to do things like that, and they've prohibited those sorts of behaviors. So it sounds like the language of what they're doing here is going to somehow allow for some of that, to allow for people to donate to the people who are giving away magic mushrooms, because it takes time. It takes effort. It takes some expertise. Magic mushrooms aren't, you know, I mean, I've never had any experience growing them, but I would imagine growing a spore, you know, is a very, very precise thing. You've got to have a very precise growing environment that's got to be right.
Growing, like, mushrooms for food is supposed to be pretty hard.
Yeah, and so you want to do it for psychedelic purposes. You really got to know your stuff. There's going to be some trial. There's going to be some error. And
who wants to do something like that for free?
And that takes, yeah, it takes time. It takes effort. And it has costs associated with it.
Those interferences in the market are going to make things less efficient and less mushrooms get out to people.
Right. And the mushrooms may not be as good. I mean, again, having competition means you're likely going to get more choices in the marketplace. And so at least they're going to somehow allow these people to get compensated, even if it's not directly. It won't be that you'll just go in and get them $50 and get some shrooms. It'll be some other means of doing it. But we'll explore further on this, and your thoughts are certainly welcome as well. The number is 603-283-6160. Do you think it's a bad idea to decriminalize nature?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID-19 is officially the most deadly virus outbreak in recent American history. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. The number of reported U.S. deaths due to COVID exceeded 675,000 on Monday, with about 1,900 fatalities being added per day. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is hammering the agenda of Democrats.
The reckless taxing and spending spree the Democrats are riding behind closed doors is designed to leave Americans with a socialist country they never voted for.
During opening speeches on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican calling it a Trojan horse of socialism. McConnell again vowing to withhold GOP support of a hike of the federal debt ceiling without an agreement from Democrats to cut spending. This is USA Radio News. Police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspect behind a double school shooting at a high school this morning. Police say a 17-year-old male and female were shot at Heritage High School in the city of Newport News, but their injuries were believed to not be life-threatening.
We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg.
The White House kept commercial flights outside the country to over two dozen Republican governors are urging a meeting with President Biden due to the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors have sent a letter to the White House citing concerns about the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the border. This comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a federal emergency declaration, stating a large illegal immigrant group is starting a camp under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here on Magic Mushroom Day. Appreciation Day, is that the full name of it?
We just named it our own thing. There was something else. It was like supporting and recognizing Magic Mushroom Day or something like that. It was a less catchy name than Magic Mushroom Appreciation Day.
M-M-A-D. All right, so we've got more coming up here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Bonnie here in the studio with the interesting news that the folks in Detroit, voters there, are going to have a chance to vote for or against decriminalization of not just magic mushrooms, but any psychedelic plants and or fungi coming up in November of this year. And if it goes anything like Denver or Oregon, it's going to pass. And I think there's a good chance that it will pass. Although I was just looking a moment ago, the New Hampshire state representatives have filed their legislation. That filing window opened up, I think, a week or so ago. And it may be closed by now at this point. So we may have seen all of the various different filings. I just went to the government website that shows just a quick sentence, basically, about what the bills are, so you don't get to read the bills yet. Those have to kind of be finalized and then posted. So it's going to be a few more months before those are fully available to be read. But there are multiple drug decriminalization bills that have been filed here in New Hampshire for the 2022 legislative session.
Nice.
That doesn't mean any of them are going to pass, but it does show that if there's more than one, then maybe there's some sort of a motion towards this.
But are they already past the point where we're going to get to vote on them?
you and I will not get to vote on these things in New Hampshire. There are no ballot measures like what they're doing in Denver. So doesn't matter if you can go out and get 100,000 signatures for a thing. That will not help it get onto the ballot. There are things that can appear on ballots in New Hampshire. There are ballot questions that can appear, but the state representatives have to put them there, and they are only for constitutional amendments. So that's what the amendment is, to declare independence from the United States. If that gets through the legislature with over 60% of the vote from the legislature, it then goes to the ballot in front of the people, and then it has to get over two-thirds to pass. And then it's a constitutional amendment. So you're not writing a statute, you're not making a law or changing statute with that, you're just amending the Constitution. So some states do have ballot measures, and the New England states, I don't think, tend to have them. It's like, you know, constitutions were written before that was kind of an idea, I guess. And ballot measures have been problematic in a lot of places, like Florida, for instance, where I'm from, where if you put something on the ballot, it almost always passes, no matter how crazy or how, you know, big spending or pro-government or whatever it is. It almost seems like they pass everything.
Why?
In Florida. I don't know. And that's the way it was 20 years ago. Maybe it's different now than it was then. But arguably, the system where you have state reps that have to put these things through, some could argue is actually a better system, at least in a place like New Hampshire, where the state reps are more representative here than they are in other states, because we have 400 state representatives here in New Hampshire. And I don't know how many you had in Texas, but I imagine it is a fraction, because there's no other state that comes even close to New Hampshire as far as the number of representatives.
And that's ridiculous, because New Hampshire has a smaller population than the city in Texas I'm from.
Yeah, well, and it's ridiculous in a good way, because it means that each of those...
The fact that Texas is like that is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's...
good for New Hampshire.
Right, so in New Hampshire, each representative, because of the small population, represents roughly, and I'm putting represents in quotes because no human can actually accurately represent more than one other person, but they quote-unquote represent roughly 3,000 to 3,500 people, which is way less than, Texas, where there's 150 people in the Texas state representatives. And by the way, New Hampshire's state reps get paid $100 a year. And most state reps in other places get paid, you know, full salaries. New Hampshire is truly kind of almost volunteer legislature. I mean, $100 a year, and I think they get a small gas stipend as well. But you can do the math on Texas, right? Like, a lot of people are saying, "Oh, Texas freedom, yeah, go to move to Texas or Florida." They've been saying those things about Texas and Florida recently. A lot of people are on social media saying, "Where should I move to?" And, of course, people chime in with Texas and Florida. And I don't know, you know, if those people actually believe in that, or if they're just, like, federal agents that want to convince people to make themselves less effective. Because if you move to a place like Texas or Florida, you're moving to two of the largest populated states on the planet, right? Like, these are huge populations, 29 million people.
Yeah, I just saw that. So I did the math just now. If there's 150 representatives for 29 million, that means one person is representing 193,333 people.
As compared to
3,000.
3,000 and change here in New Hampshire. So that's a huge difference. And, of course, you were in San Antonio when you lived in Texas, and that's not too far from Austin, right? Like, how far from Austin is?
45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic.
Okay, so that's actually fairly convenient to the state capital. But if you live over on the west side of Texas, if you live over in the northwest corner of Texas, you're going to be driving for hours and hours and hours before you can get to the state capital. What did it take us, like 6 hours at least, just to drive out
Texas? It's not even the same, like, land mass at that point. The fact that San Antonio and Lubbock, Texas are the same state blows my mind. Like, it doesn't feel like the same place.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. Like, they should have nothing to do with each other. They shouldn't be ruling over each other. It's just ridiculous. It's way too big.
Florida state legislatures, and I didn't get the Texas numbers on this, but Florida's get paid $29,697 a year, and they also get a per diem. So they get travel and subsistence. So they get basically room and gas stipend for traveling. So they make more than $29,000 a year, but, you know, that's a salary. I mean, it's not a whole lot of money, but with only 120 state representatives in Florida, they've got a lot more power. And again, there's about 21 or 20 million people in the state of Florida. So another similar situation where one of these state reps, quote unquote, represents a whole boatload of people. And again, where I was from in Florida, I was living in Sarasota, which is on the west coast, south of Tampa. It would have taken me, if I had ever been so motivated as to drive to the state capitol for some reason, which I'd never done. The only time I think I went through Tallahassee was when I was driving out of Florida, and I don't even know if we drove through Tallahassee. I don't think I've ever even been to Tallahassee, but it would have taken like 4.5 hours.
Well, is Tallahassee in like the panhandle?
Getting up there. Yeah, it's up there in the panhandle.
Oh.
But yeah, it would have taken, you know, most of a day, basically, most of an afternoon to drive up there. Here in New Hampshire, if you're in the southern tier of New Hampshire, which is the most populous portion of New Hampshire, basically you're no more than an hour and change away from the state capitol, no matter where you are. Whether you're in Keene, here where we are, in the west corner of the state, or you're over in Portsmouth, you know, on the east, southeast corner of the state, it's an hour and 15 minutes. And you're at the state capitol, and you can talk to these representatives. You can know who they are. We know some of these guys and gals personally here. They actually are really in touch with the people that they represent. And it makes a huge difference. So, you know, maybe we're going to see some movement on as far as more decriminalization is concerned, because that is definitely something that is a bipartisan issue. And in New Hampshire, there's a fair amount of Republicans. There's a lot of liberty Republicans here in New Hampshire. They get the issue of the war on drugs. They understand. And the Democrats and Republicans don't agree on a lot. There's a number of Democrats that also get this. So you see that a lot of these bills for lessening prohibition here are bipartisan in nature. Anyway, we can continue on what's happening in Detroit and the Entheo Fest that is happening, or I guess just happened yesterday in Ann Arbor. What's that all about? You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. There aren't a lot of reasons to stay in a place like Detroit. A lot of people have left Detroit and for greener pastures for good reason. But there is, you know, a few bright spots there, including a ballot measure that's going to allow Detroiters to vote coming up here in November on decriminalization of not cannabis, because it's already legal. You can get legal cannabis in Michigan. But decriminalization of magic mushrooms and iboga and ayahuasca and peyote and any other plants or fungi that might be psychedelic in nature. And Bonnie, that's a story that you've been sharing with us here tonight. Was there more that you wanted to share from it?
Yes, and it's from the Truffle Report. It says, psychedelics beneath the surface. That's the, I don't know what you call that, the headline.
The tagline.
The tagline mm-hmm. They say there's a I already read that part. Two Michigan senators also introduced a bill to decriminalize psychedelics at a state level earlier this month. Meanwhile, Ann Arbor is celebrating the one-year anniversary of its council's unanimous approval of a resolution making entheogens the lowest law enforcement priority in September 2020. 2020.
Wait, this was, I missed that. Was that Ann Arbor you're talking about?
Yeah, two Michigan senators introduced the bill. Oh, wait, they're celebrating the one-year anniversary of its council's unanimous approval of a resolution making entheogens the lowest law enforcement priority in September 2020. Last November, Washington, D.C. residents approved the ballot to decriminalize entheogens by a historic polling result of 76.2%. This movement was also led by Decriminalize Nature's D.C. advocates. That's all.
Ann Arbor, according to the story here at Freep.com, the Detroit Free Press, on the Entheofest that just happened yesterday, which was, again, we're on an unofficial holiday here of Magic Mushroom Day today. And so yesterday, from 11 a.m. to 2:22 p.m., they held an event at the University of Michigan, which had guest speakers, musical performances, and, well, they expected a crowd of up to 500, but I've not looked to actually see photos or see how the event went. But in what some are calling the new 420,
the unofficial holiday celebrating cannabis culture, which we've, you know, celebrated a number of times here in New Hampshire, 920, which is today, comes as politicians, businesses, and enthusiasts alike are pushing for the decriminalization of psychedelics because of their medicinal benefits. And so then they talk about how the Ann Arbor Council did decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms in October of 2020, which made them the fourth city in the U.S. and the first in Michigan to do so. The prosecutor said previously there in that county that he doesn't plan to, quote, prosecute the use or possession of entheogenic plants in any other part of the county. Now, a prosecutor saying a thing isn't really what I would want to go on as far as, you know, feeling safe from prosecution, because he can change his plans at any moment, right? Like if they
someone you don't like.
Yeah, if they arrest somebody that the prosecutor's got an issue with, then he may change his plans. But psychedelics, as they say here in the Detroit Free Press, also known as entheogens, you know what that means, Bonnie?
Like the god within.
That's exactly what it means. Have been used for centuries in many cultures, but have been largely stigmatized in Western medicine. According to Jim Salame, deputy director of Decriminalize Nature Michigan, he says, this has been used in so many cultures, and we really want to focus on the rights of cultures, of indigenous cultures, of BIPOC, which stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color communities that use these substances, and we want to make it available for all people, he said. He organized EntheoFest with the UM Student Association of Psychedelic Studies and said that he has personally experienced and witnessed in others, the benefits of entheogens on physical and mental health.
Me too.
He said, I came down with an autoimmune disease that my grandfather had, and he had lost his eyesight. I started to lose my eyesight, and subsequently, a lot of the doctors here in the United States couldn't help me with what was going on. So I went down to Peru and tried some of the plant medicines, and I haven't had any issues or any of the issues that a lot of the doctors said I was going to have happen. He says that was 6 years ago. I guess I'm curious to know, unfortunately, this story doesn't go into more of his story, but that does make me curious, like, what happened?
I mean,
like,
did he regain his eyesight?
Yeah, that we don't get that
detail.
Or maybe
detail. He didn't keep regressing like his dad.
Maybe it didn't get worse,
Yeah.
State senators, again, introduced the bill, which would propose statewide decriminalizations of entheogens, which you just mentioned. Quote, the substances have medicinal value, they have religious significance, and they have a very low propensity for abuse, said one of the state senators, Jeff Irwin from Ann Arbor. He said further, and so that's why I'm proposing to decriminalize the substance, because it really makes no sense to spend any time or money arresting people and turning their lives upside down. They worked closely with Decriminalized Nature and spoke at the event. He said, one of the organizers said further, quote, the bill is not about the corporatization of creating dispensaries. It's about making it available for people that need to have that protection to use it for their culture and for people who want that, the efficacy of those things, he said. Michigan isn't the only state where entheogens are gaining traction among the general population. Silicon Valley executives, including Steve Jobs, made national news for microdosing shrooms to help with their productivity and creativity.
Wait, I had heard about Silicon Valley people taking it and, like, one of them getting fired for it, but I didn't
really know
Steve Jobs did.
Yeah, wasn't he, like, the head of Apple at one point?
Yeah, I didn't know
he passed away.
Yeah, but I didn't know that he was doing, like, shrooms.
I think that, if I recall correctly, Steve Jobs was publicly admitted taking LSD as well, and I believe he said it was one of the three most important experiences he ever had in his life.
Well, I don't really know anything about him.
Very successful, you know, computer mogul. And there's now a legal psychedelic water on the market touted by music industry moguls. Huh. I don't know what that means. Psychedelic water. From a business angle, the founder is hoping to lobby the government, the founder of psychedelic water, to go further than the decriminalization of entheogens. He wants to legalize them. He said, there's just ignorance around psychedelics because if it's something that's criminal, people think that it's bad or dangerous, and they don't have the opportunity to enjoy it because it is illegal. And further, because it's illegal, there's more of a chance that you're going to, if you do try to acquire some of the stuff, there's more of a chance you're going to get something that's not what it's being marketed as. There's a chance you're going to buy something that's being sold as LSD, but it's in point of fact something completely different.
Wow, this looks really cool. I Googled it.
Psychedelic water?
Yes, it says the world's first, a mild mood-boosting psychedelic blend crafted to loosen you up and excite your senses. Our mild psychoactive blend of kava, damiana, and green tea, tingles your tongue but won't leave you hungover or jittery. Psychedelic water makes me feel good and expands my creativity while in the studio or on tour, and it says it's legal. I could order it right here if I wanted to.
It's kava?
K-A-V-A?
K-A-V-A? Mm-hmm. I've heard of that before.
Kava,
I don't know a lot about it, though.
Damiana, D-A-M-I-A-N-A. And green tea. And it's got a really pretty bottle.
And I bet he would want to have like a mushroom version or something like that. Although, if you've ever tasted liquid psilocybin, and it doesn't mix really well with water, so you'd have to really cover it up.
It says something. Legal psychedelics in sparkling water.
And this is marketed anywhere? That's amazing.
Like, it's saying, like, are you, or it didn't say are you 21 and older. It just said, do you want 10% off? And there's buy now.
There's ignorance around psychedelics, he says. And again, that's because people are afraid to try them out. And they should be, because the black market is a dangerous place to buy things like this. Now, if you're going on Darknet Marketplace websites, you're much more likely to get the actual, like the real McCoy, the actual psychedelic that you're ordering, because those people are in open competition with one another. Those dealers on the Darknet markets are competing with each other, so they're more likely to actually sell you the real thing. But either way, having them decriminalized or legalized is going to lead to a more reliable marketplace where you can actually get the things that you're looking for. And if you're getting what you're actually buying, then that leads to more safety, because then you're, well, actually putting what you're expecting into your body. And you can measure it better if it's being sold on a legal marketplace. And microdosing is interesting. I've experimented with that myself as well. Just, you know, I've certainly done trip-level doses of things like mushrooms, and I've done, you know, a quarter of a dose or so. Enough to notice the effects, but not be able, you know, not go to the point where you have to go curl up in a ball and not talk to people. Like, you can actually still continue to interact and maybe get things done. It's interesting. You can share your experiences with microdosing or whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live coming up.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.